It's time now for the Weekly Dish on WKNO. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
International Waffle Day is on March 25th. It is a food holiday that is best celebrated by eating waffles, of course. These golden brown, crispy, fluffy breakfast treats are one of my family's favorite weekend indulgences. Curious about tips for making the best waffles ever, I called my friend Danielle Johnson, who owns the Waffle Iron. The Waffle Iron was named by Food Network as having the best waffles in the state of Tennessee. Danielle's cute breakfast restaurant in East Memphis is currently closed, but during the pandemic, she launched a line of pancake and waffle mixes. And her buttermilk, sweet potato, and gluten-free mixes are available for shipping online at thewaffleironmemphis.com. Here are top three tips for making perfect waffles. A proper batter is half the battle. If you are brave enough to prepare your own batter, take the time to separate your eggs. Folding beaten egg whites into the batter right at the end produces a fluffy waffle. Are your waffles sticking? Her tip on this issue surprised me. Danielle said not to oil your waffle maker. She explained that most newer model waffle machines will ruin if greased. Instead, bump up the oil or butter ratio in your mix. Get creative. For a unique treat, play with the fillings and spices. Danielle's go-to, of course, is sweet potato. For the slightly healthier version of a waffle, simply add softened baked sweet potatoes, skin off, to your batter and enjoy the aroma. She recommends serving sweet potato waffles with cream cheese and a sprinkle of cinnamon to take it over the top. This is Jennifer Chandler with the Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for the Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com.